Welcome to Israel 18 News at 1 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a calm and mild night across Israel, with clear skies allowing for a peaceful evening under the stars. The temperatures are comfortable, making it an ideal night for a walk outside in major cities like Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Here are today's headlines. First, Israel and Lebanon are set to hold peace talks in Washington, as tensions with Hezbollah escalate. This report comes from Ynet in the last hour. Also, earlier this hour, Israel's ambassador to the U.S., Michael Leiter, and his Lebanese counterpart will meet face-to-face for the first time. This development is reported by Israel Hayom. Also this hour, a recent survey indicates that 70% of the public views the ceasefire as an American concession to Iran. Details are from Walla just minutes ago. Separately, the IDF has taken control of Bint Jael, advancing its operations in southern Lebanon, as reported by I-24 News from earlier today. And finally, U.S. funding for Israel's Iron Dome is seeing decreased bipartisan support. This shift is covered by JTA in their latest update. Here's what people are saying online. From X, Hezbollah's Naim Qassem stated minutes ago that confronting Israel was necessary to prevent greater losses. This comes from the open-source intelligence analyst OSINT613. Aaron David Miller, a foreign policy expert, posted today comparing Trump's conflicts with the Pope to historical precedents. In a recent post, the New York Post highlights a Pakistani official's claim that Iran lacks the military capacity to sustain its conflict against the U.S. and Israel. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the peace talks between Israel and Lebanon. As reported by Ynet, these discussions in Washington come amid ongoing hostilities in the region. The aim is to find a diplomatic solution, although Hezbollah's recent threats complicate the negotiations. Successful talks could stabilize a tense border region. Turning to the survey reported by Walla, the public perception of the ceasefire as an American capitulation to Iran underscores the complex geopolitical landscape. This sentiment could influence future U.S.-Israel relations and policy decisions. Meanwhile, I-24 News reports that the IDF's control over Bint Jabal marks a strategic gain in its campaign against Hezbollah in southern Lebanon. This operation may impact the broader military dynamics in the region and the prospect of lasting peace. On the economic front. First, Lenovo has completed its acquisition of Israeli enterprise storage company Infinidat for over $500 million. This move, as reported by CTEC, strengthens Lenovo's infrastructure division. Separately, Ynet Business reports that traders on Polymarket made significant profits with accurate ceasefire predictions, raising concerns about potential insider information. And finally, Israel Hayom Business highlights the ongoing impact of conflict on the real estate market, emphasizing the communal needs during wartime. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 2 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.